Good morning.
Morning.
You guys good? Hey, I want to say welcome to my parents. I'm glad that they're here. If you like me, you can tell them thanks. If you don't, you can blame them. But I'm super glad that they're here. They're taking care of my sister, which had surgery yesterday. So thanks for praying for Kim and that went well. Why she's here today, I'm not sure. But I'm super glad that she is. She just loves being here. Guys, it's always good to be gathered together. It's always good for me. I hope it's good for you guys to be able to gather and make much of Jesus and worship the Lord together. I want to thank our team. Guys, there's a group of people that come here and set all this up in the morning, right? If you're looking for a place to serve, by the way, we need some help. We need some strong men, ladies that can come and help set up. And I'm also grateful for our worship team leading us in that song this morning. That last song is a great lead-in to our series and our message today. Guys, we just sang about our relationship with God, about His goodness, His love for us, and our love for Him. And so it's a great lead into our time in the Word. And I also believe that last week, if you were able to catch it online or if you were here last week really helped us prepare for our study today as we begin a new series titled Walking with God. For the next 3 weeks, we're going to look at how we were designed, what God made us to be, and how we can walk with God as Jesus followers, how can we walk with God as a church family, and how we can walk with Him and be on mission with Him in the world that He has placed us with. And I believe that these next 3 weeks, church, I just need you to hear my heart, I think these next 3 weeks will be very important for us as individuals and as a church. And so I'm looking forward to diving in this morning. Last week, just a small recap, we looked at Psalm chapter 1 as we began our new year. And what we saw in God's Word in Psalm 1 was what it means to live a life that we were intended to live a life where we have a deep-rooted happiness and contentment. And we saw that to do that, to live the life God wants us to live, to do that, we have to do two things. One, we have to take sin seriously. We need to take sin seriously. We must not walk in it, we must not stand in it, we must not sit in it. But guess what? We're going to find ourselves there periodically, aren't we? Because we're messed up, right? We're going to find ourselves. And so when we do, we turn back to God. We repent. We return back to God and turn from that sin. So we take sin seriously is number one. And number two, to walk out and live the life God calls us to live, we have got to pursue God and we've got to pursue His Word. The Bible says we're to enjoy that time. We're to prioritize our time in the Word, and then we're to learn and grow in it. And when we do that, the Bible says that we will have that blessed life. Blessed is the one who. Right? And then we're going to be like a tree. The Bible says we'll be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water. We're going to be like a tree that is strong and stable and fruitful, a tree that prospers. Right? When we think about this tree by streams of water, this tree is getting everything it needs to be successful. It has deep roots. Right, it's planted in rich soil. It's got this constant stream that provides everything that this tree needs to survive. Church, that's what it's like when we take sin seriously and when we pursue God and His Word. We become men and women of God that are firmly planted. We're filled with all that we need to live the life that God has created for us. And we were created, church, hear me out. We were created to walk with God. That's how God made us. That's how we were designed to do life. We were made to walk with God. And to walk with God, we've got to be intentional about that. I remember years ago, Jessica and I got married in 2004. We're coming up on 18 years, folks. Isn't that great? But when Jessica and I were in Kansas City, we owned our very first home. Right? And just like most first home buyers, you start making changes to that house over the years, right? You start making changes. And so we went in and we painted a wall here. We removed wallpaper there. We changed the flooring in a couple different places. And then we got to the point where we said, hey, we want to make the outside look a little different. We want to update the outside a little bit. And so we got a landscaper. We came over and started talking about our house and what we wanted to look like and how pretty we wanted to be and talking about plants and flowers that we should put in. And Jessica and I were really mostly worried about what it's going to look like, right? We wanted good-looking flowers, right? But what we weren't thinking about was how to care for them. Right? We just said, yes, that's the plants, that's the flowers, that's what we want because it's going to look good. And so the landscapers, they come in, they do all this hard work, right? They do all this work, 2 or 3 days worth, and at first, for a while, it looked fantastic. And then it didn't. Amen, right? And then it didn't. They began to get out of control, right? Just all sorts of problems. They began to not look good, right? There are weeds growing up in there, growing all around them, getting intertwined in there. And then they started to die. And just another side note, if you have a dog, I don't know why I didn't think about this, but it's not good for a dog to pee on those plants. It's going to kill them, all right? Just a side note in case you all need a little bit of lesson, right? But they started to die. Like, Jessica and I did not know how to care for and provide for these plants. You know, it's interesting, our parents are here. My mom's good at that stuff. Like, she's good at taking care of that stuff. Not me, right? We did not know what these plants needed to survive and to thrive. And you would think that we would learn our lesson, our very expensive lesson. But many times after that, we tried again and again to grow things and to help them to be fruitful and thrive and survive. And Jessica, I asked permission, man, okay? So I'm going to tell you something about Jessica. She would not mind me sharing this with you. She would tell people, if you want your plant or your flower to die, I'm your gal. Right? That's just kind of how it works, right? Plants and flowers, church, they, to live the life they were intended to live, they need to be fed. They need to be taken care of. They need to be intentionally taken care of. And the same is true for you and me in our walk with God. To live the life God created you and I to live, we've got to be intentional about that. We need to be firmly planted by His streams of ever-flowing water. We need Him to be pouring into us. We need to pursue Him and enjoy time with Him. We need to walk with God and be filled up by Him. And as we think about walking with God in this series, I love what we see in a few places in the Bible. You guys don't have to turn there. By the way, we're going to be in Matthew chapter 6 today if you need to find that place in your Bible. But up on the screen, we're going to see Genesis chapter 5. And Genesis chapter 5 is a chapter that shows us the generations from Adam down to Noah. Anybody like those passages? I really do, man. I'm a generational guy. I love looking at that stuff. And with each person, from Adam down to Noah, we see their names, right? We see that they were born. We see a little bit about their life. We see that they had children. And then we see that they died. But when we get to verse 21 through 24, we see something different about their life that we need to look at. It's worth pointing out. Verse 21 through 24, we see a man named Enoch. If you're looking to name a kid, biblical name, go for Enoch. And we see his father. We see his father, right? We see that he's born. We see a little bit about his life, but we see something in verse 23. It says, so all the days of Enoch were 365 years. Verse 24, Enoch walked with God. He was not, for God took him. Did you see that, church? Enoch walked with God. And then we see it one more time in Scripture. In Genesis chapter 6, verse 9, we get to the last name in the list. And it says, it speaks of Noah. It says this, Noah was a righteous man. He was blameless in his time. Being the heat man, he was a godly man. He was just set apart from other people that were alive at his time. He was a righteous man, blameless in his time. And church, what's it say? Noah walked with God. Last month, my grandfather passed away, and we did his funeral, and we did the burial. And all around us were other gravestones. If you've been to a funeral, you've seen this. On every gravestone, there are two numbers. The day they're born and the day they pass away. And in between those two numbers is a dash. And when I see that dash, my mind begins to wonder. I'm just kind of I'm crazy in the way I think. And I begin to think about and imagine, what does that dash mean? What does that dash mean? That dash represents their life. I begin to wonder and think, man, who were they? What did they do? How did they live? Did they know Jesus? Right? I start thinking about those questions. Church, we have our birthday and we are living our dash. What does your dash mean? What does your dash represent for you and I? Will it mean that we pursued a job, that we pursued money, that we pursued whatever the world wants us to? Or will that dash show that we walked with God like we see here with Enoch and Noah? They lived the life God created for them. They lived the life that they were made to live and also the life that God required of them. Look with me to Micah. It'll be up on the screen. Micah chapter 6, verse 8. It says this, God has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? So what is it that God says is good for our life? What does God require? He says to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. That's our prayer and our desire, church, for you, for me, for all of us, to walk with God. And the word walk in the original language is not just simply to go for a walk. I love to go to Jessica and say, hey, man, let's go for a walk around the park. Or I grab one of my boys and just want to spend time with them, and we go for a walk. And that's just a temporary thing. That's not what this word means. It speaks of a continual closeness. It speaks of a way of doing life, a close relationship, a close personal walk, doing and living your life with God. So it's not like, hey, we're going to go on a walk with God on a Sunday morning and then get back to our life. This is a continual life with God. And I want us to think about this for a second, church. Think about what we're saying. Don't let this moment pass without us realizing this, church. The God that has always been, the God that always will be, the God that just spoke words and things were created from nothing, the God who made every animal, every plant, every insect, right? Every star, who made you. The God that sustains all things. The God who is over all. This God made you and me to walk closely with Him. Like, are we getting that? Like, we're good at living the religious life. I'll do this for you, God. No, He says, I want you to do it with me. How amazing is that? We weren't created just to be a little pawn. We were created to walk with God. And Jesus, He came. We celebrated a few weeks ago at Christmas. It seems like a long time ago now, doesn't it? But just a few weeks ago, we celebrated Christmas that Jesus came to be Emmanuel. Jesus came to be God with us. You know why? Because we've got this thing in our life called sin. And sin separated you and me from God. Separated Adam from God. And Jesus came to be God with us. And He made it possible for us to have that close walk and that relationship with God again. Jesus lived the perfect life that we couldn't live. He suffered and died and rose again so that we could have this walk with God. By the way, if you're here and you've not experienced that, the walk with God, you've not been saved and have a relationship with Jesus, that's where you start today. But Jesus came so that we could walk with God. And that leads right into our passage today in Matthew chapter 6. And in Matthew chapter 6, this is the place where Jesus is going to teach us. He's going to give great instruction, right? There are people that we listen to when they speak. Jesus has to be the number one person we listen to when He speaks. And He teaches us how we can walk with God and draw near to Him. Normally, we would stand and read through the entire passage, but today, for time purposes, and just because of how we're going to do it today, we're just going to read through each and every verse.